ocean. All I know is the world looks beautiful. The world looks so damn beautiful. I feel fantastic, and I never felt as good as how I do right now. Except for maybe when I think of how I felt that day, when I felt the way that I do right now. Right now I feel fantastic, and I never felt as good as how I do right now. Except for maybe when I think of how I felt that
Hello.
Day.
Hello, welcome to You Are Being Unreasonable, a podcast about people being unreasonable on mumsnet.com.
It's been a tough week, but we're back. We're here to stay. We're here to make each other laugh.
Exactly.
Make other people laugh, and no one can take that away from us.
I've seen a lot of things saying, you know, at this point we only have each other. The big society's a shit idea, but that's the way it's got to be. And our contribution is this podcast.
Yeah.
Among other things.
No, we like doing this podcast. We like our little group of listeners who've built up around it.
I think we've made a really nice echo chamber with this podcast.
It's a nice community, and community is what we need right now.
It is. It really is.
So let's look at another community, the Mumsnet community.
It's a difficult speed round because everyone on the boards is still wanging on about the election, which is fair. Obviously, it affects us for 5 years, but it doesn't need to clog up all of Mumsnet for 5 years, does it? Come on now. Come on now, girls. So let's try and do a speed round where I don't touch on those ones. Okay. Am I being unreasonable? Is beer a man's drink?
No. You drink beer. I don't drink beer.
It's true.
We work it out.
Am I being unreasonable to think raps are shit?
Yeah, some raps are great.
Am I being unreasonable? Just found out my DH was a virgin.
Okay. Maybe he's not anymore.
Everyone was a virgin at some point.
Yeah. That's a good point, Hills.
And am I being unreasonable? Couple outraged they were paying more in Waitrose than Aldi.
Oh, an outrage.
I don't know why.
Imagine paying more in Waitrose, the high-end supermarket.
Than Aldi?
Than Aldi.
The bargain supermarket.
The bargain supermarket.
Just saying, I went to Lidl on my way home this evening and I bought some tiny ravioli filled with truffle for £1.59.
Amazing.
Amazing. I don't think they even sell that at Waitrose. Quality and price, I don't know. Let's do a thread, shall we?
Quality and quantity for this bucket of truffle oil.
Exactly, I bought a vat of truffle oil. And after this, I'm going to bathe in it. I'm not.
It'll make your skin very smooth.
I've had enough of austerity. I bathe in truffle oil.
Yeah, we're embracing it.
Self-care. Bathing in truffle oil is radical self-care. Am I being unreasonable when people use partner to describe their OH? If he is your DH, say so in the first place. People will tweely say partner in describing a problem, then trickle truth much further down that they're actually married. Or say other half, then trickle truth pages later that they are unmarried. It completely changes the situation advice-wise, FFS. Am I being unreasonable?
It's me, Trickle Truth, the festive Christmas fairy.
Hello, Trickle Truth.
Hello, I trickle truth all over the place in December.
Yeah, is this like how we used to talk about John McDonnell just blowing socialism dust, nationalisation dust on things?
I'm Trickle Truth.
But instead we got the hero that we deserved, Trickle Truth, who just spills the truth where you didn't want it.
I'm not on Twitter. Goodbye.
Thanks, Trickle Truth. Sorry I didn't interact with you.
Yeah.
Yeah, trickle truth is a funny phrase that is repeatedly used here as if it's a thing.
I don't think it's a thing.
And then, right, he told me a trickle truth.
Does she mean a drip feed? I think she means drip feed, but you know when you can't remember a phrase and you get close enough to it and you're like, ah, screw it, the real phrase is never going to come to me now, I'll just go with this one.
Yeah, petition to use trickle truth from 2020 onwards.
Yeah, sure.
Trickle truth is better.
Trickle truth is like one of those Japanese mascots. Yeah. I don't know what trickle truth would look like. Why not submit your designs?
We assume you're all free over Christmas. Enter our trickle truth contest.
If your family are getting on your nerves or saying things that you find hurtful, why not just pretend to be listening, but really be drawing trickle truth and then submitting it to this, a tiny podcast.
Why not trickle out your truths over the Christmas dinner table?
Oh no, I would advise not doing that over the Christmas dinner table. That's not the time. Christmas is a time for lies. Lies and half-truths. Otherwise it gets ugly. Oh, that's a very interesting story, of course. Oh, I don't think any of your views are problematic. That's what you say at Christmas. And then the moment you're out the door, don't just trickle the truth, just waterfall it. I don't understand. I didn't realise that the phrase other half meant you had to be married. I do think the phrase partner often is used by people who are unmarried but have been together a very long time or are older and feel like the phrase boyfriend or girlfriend might not suit them. But if someone described the person they were married to, like their spouse, as their partner, partner's a much more normal word than spouse. If someone kept telling me about their spouse, I would wonder if they were trying to let on that it was a visa arrangement.
My spouse.
Yeah. Or if it was someone they were separated from.
Estranged.
Yes.
My estranged spouse.
I feel like we've talked about this before on this podcast. I think spouse is a super weird phrase. If someone said partner and they were married, I'd be like, oh, okay, whatever. It's more normal than saying spouse.
Yeah.
If you're married to someone and you want a non-gendered term, then partner works.
Partner's spouse, good.
Creepy. Don't like it. Yeah.
Partner, companion, best buddy.
Companion sounds like what you'd say if you were being coy about being an 83-year-old lesbian.
Confirmed bachelors have companions.
Yeah. Elderly women who've been going on cruises together for the last 6 decades have companions. Yeah, companion seems like what you would say if you were trying not to trickle the truth over Christmas dinner. Well, how is it with your companion who you live with in your one-bedroom house?
I don't understand what actual marital status has to do with this. Because most of the problems we deal with here on the Mumsnet boards are like minor domestic problems. And it doesn't matter if they are married or unmarried. Because they live together and share a life together. So what's it matter?
It matters a great deal to the very judgy people. I could see how it would matter if it was about like splitting up and needing to know what happens to your assets or your children. But I feel like a lot of that would be explained, wouldn't it? Because if you were going to go to Mumsnet for advice on what to do about ending your relationship where you've got shared assets and children, you probably would give all the information. It's more likely that you'd be using partner or other half if you were complaining that someone finished all the sausages.
Yeah, and it doesn't matter there, because it's immaterial whether you're actually married.
Yeah.
Or not.
Yeah.
Who cares? I use partner to describe you.
Yeah, I've used partner to describe you before, definitely. I wouldn't use other half because I don't like it as a phrase. But if someone else does, that's fine. Wouldn't bother me. And I wouldn't assume they were married.
No, my other half is my lower half, like from my tummy down.
Why are you othering the bottom part of your body? That's super weird.
This is the main half and this is the other half.
Tell that to walking.
Tell that to walking. So sassy. So affronted on behalf of the concept of walking.
Hey, I just think it's weird to other your legs like that. Not just your legs, also your bum and more. But wait, there's more.
Bum, legs and more.
This makes it sound like a JML leg set.
It's like a gift basket.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know what this person's on about, to be honest. Should we see what the thread says? Oh, yeah, someone on the thread has said, why is it twee? I forgot they said it was twee.
Well, partner. That doesn't sound any more twee than husband. I think husband's more twee.
Yeah. I know this is ridiculous, because we're married, and obviously marriage is a thing that I have done. But I find people who go on about their husband, when they could just use the name of the person, a little bit twee. Because I'm like, yeah, we get it. Someone married you. Well done. Just tell me what their name is. What's their name?
I think the whole institution of marriage is quite twee.
Yeah, it
is. In a good way.
Yeah, well, yeah, I like twee.
Yeah.
Within reason.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like Joanna Newsom. She's quite twee.
Great.
I like the film The Princess Bride. That's quite twee.
That is quite twee.
We have bunting inside our home. That's really twee.
That's really twee.
Sometimes you've just got to own that you're twee. That's fine.
Yeah. A little bit of twee doesn't hurt anyone.
Don't be coming around here trying to insult me by saying that twee is a bad thing when you are a person who posts on Mumsnet, my friend. Being a Mumsnetter is a bit twee.
Yeah.
Other half equals DP equals partner, DH equals married. That's how I understand it anyway. Fop.
No, because
it's so arbitrary.
Other half can equal married.
I don't understand. Also, personally, saying partner, yeah, I don't think that's twee. Saying DP, I know it's the way you have to post on Mumsnet, otherwise people think that you hate your partner if you don't describe them as your D partner. But that's twee as anything.
That doesn't need to be the default, though. You don't have to refer to everyone as dear.
Oh, it's like people on Mum's Net, whenever they're referring to just any children, children in general, they refer to them as DC. I'm like, you don't know those kids. They might not be darling. They might be shits. What about the SC over there?
We should try and make that a new acronym on Mum's Net.
Yeah, I don't know that we've got the sway.
No.
Millions of members, and there's only two of us.
Yeah, 60 episodes, and somehow we still don't have any sway on Mum's Net.
I know, it's almost like we've alienated people. Intentionally. Someone else. Other half is utterly dire. I'm a whole entire person, not half of a two-headed creature. I would agree with that. I'm a whole person. You are two halves of a person.
I'm two halves of a person.
And with that, should we do another thread?
Yeah.
Am I being unreasonable to be really offended by this company name?
Ooh.
Name changed in case DH identifies me, but I'm a long-time poster. I've been checking off this month's joint account bank statement and came across a payment to a company called Bigger Jugs. Turns out it sells homebrew stuff, so no surprise who its target demographic probably is. I am feeling surprisingly annoyed that such a name is indelibly listed on our bank statement and that someone I thought was a feminist and has two daughters actually ordered from this website. Am I being oversensitive? Would you bring it up with your DH?
So this is not a porn site?
No, it's just homebrew shit. Homebrew, oh look, it's got a banterous name. It's a bit of a play on words.
It does have a banterous name.
It's aimed at men who do homebrewing and like boobs. That's obviously the target demographic. Mm. Great.
I imagine browsing, looking at the websites, you do a search for jugs.
Yeah.
And the first one is like jugs.com. And then it's bigjugs.com. And then, oh, your eye catches biggerjugs.com.
And then you see biggest jugs and you're like, no fly not too close too to much. The sun, Icarus.
Yeah. Lest my waxy wings should melt. I will have the bigger jugs.
You've only got a problem here, really, if the husband was looking for porn of women with big boobs and then realised that she might find out what he was doing and so to cover his arse, bought a load of homebrew stuff.
Yeah, he was accidentally...
So that from now on, all searches for bigger jugs, he can be like, you know that I'm really into homebrewing.
Yeah, it's a long way to go to live this lie.
It is.
Just trickle out the truth. Do a trickle truth. Classic trickle truth.
Classic trickle
truth. Say I was actually looking for bigger jugs. I'm tired of regular jugs. My libido can't handle them anymore. Bigger jugs.
Bigger jugs. Or what if he was looking for bigger jugs for himself? What if he was like, look, the time has come. I would like boobs. Then she'd be furious, probably.
I think so.
What with her being someone who posts on Mum's Net?
Yeah, I think if you're mad that the words bigger jugs are indelibly on your bank statement, then you're going to be pretty mad that your husband's looking for breast implants.
Indelibly on your husband.
Indelibly on his chest. What? Who cares? I'm saying this a lot. Maybe this week has got to me, but...
No!
Like, what's it matter that it's on your bank statement? Who sees that?
That's what no I wondered. One. And also, why is she like, I thought he was a feminist? Well, no.
Men can't be feminists.
Yeah,
so.
He could be a bloody good ally, but inherently, I don't agree with the idea that men can be feminists.
Yeah, nor do I. But even if he was searching for biggerjugs.com, that doesn't not make him an ally.
Yeah, but I mean, there's a lot of very prescriptive feminism on Mum's Net.
Mm.
Very prescriptive, so...
About who can or cannot be a woman, for example.
Yeah. And I know that I've just said that men can't be feminists, which is quite prescriptive. So, pots and kettles and all that. Jugs and bigger jugs. But yeah, I suspect that's where that comes from.
That's the jug calling the bigger jug a bigger jug.
It's the big jug calling the other jug a bigger... No.
Better.
Someone said it's no worse than doggy style, the pet groomers. Oh, maybe they live somewhere that I've been.
Yeah, I know a Doggy Styles, the pet groomers.
That's Doggy Styles with a Z though, isn't it? I've just remembered.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Less offensive. DoggyStyles.com with an S was taken for something.
Oh.
For something. Who knows?
Got my dog groomed and now it's indelibly on my bank statements. Am I being unreasonable to kick the dog out? There's a hairdresser's somewhere not that far from where we live called Curl Up and Die.
Clever.
Yeah. Like, does she just object to puns? Because what if you saw that on the bank statement? She'd be like, now people think that I want to die. Like, puns are, you know, fine.
We went to the local olive shop earlier today, and I wish it had gone the distance with an olive pun, like olive and let die.
Yeah.
You only olive once.
Olive you baby.
Yeah. Olive actually.
Yeah. Olive you baby. It's called Olives and More. I don't know where they got the more from. It's just olives.
There wasn't
olives.
Much more than olives.
Only olives.
There were some bowls for holding olives.
That's true. There were a lot of bowls for holding olives. But I suppose that is more. We've now got to the classic mum's net. Do you remember the laser lads? Just two lads with a laser.
Yeah.
Well, someone's done it on this one. I'm suspecting this is a covert Christmas advert for bigger jugs. I don't think bigger jugs are wasting their time trying to sell to the Am I Being Unreasonable board by saying, look at our offensive name.
No.
It will be indelibly on your bank statement. People really overestimate how important they are at being advertised to. Like, you're obviously not the target market.
Do you brew stuff in jugs? I mean, I guess so. Otherwise, bigger jugs is nothing.
Yeah, I don't know. I've never done homebrewing. The only people I've ever known to do homebrewing were really, really posh lads at uni. Like, the super posh lads. And the parents of friends of mine who moved out for uni but still needs to sleep in their parents' houses during the holidays, and they would go home and find a whole homebrew set up in their childhood rooms and everything would smell like yeast. And they'd be like, oh, are you coming back for the whole summer? Well, okay, but I'm doing some brewing. They're the only people I've ever known to do brewing.
I'm on biggerjugs.co.uk, and it says, like many of the best ideas, it was born out of frustration when our local homebrew shop closed down. Are many of the best ideas born out of frustration when local homebrew shops closed
That's
down?
That's the phrase, isn't it? Frustration is the mother of invention.
Not just frustration. Frustration when local homebrew shops closed down.
Yeah, I mean,
awfully specific. It doesn't seem like many of the best ideas come from that. Like, Einstein was struggling with relativity until his local homebrew shop closed down.
I mean, maybe if your homebrew shop closes down, then you drink less, and therefore some of the best ideas are more able to happen.
Yeah.
Like, maybe Einstein was struggling with relativity because he was on the lash with his homebrew.
Tim Burns.
And homebrew's super strong, normally.
Mm.
So maybe once he stopped drinking 9.3% bathtub beer, he was like, hang on, it's all relative.
You know, the solution to getting it off your bank statement is to do more banking transactions so that it pushes it down the list.
Yeah, so you should just make lots of microtransactions.
Yeah. Just go out and go to Sainsbury's, get a load of shopping and pay for each of them individually.
No, at this time of year, Sainsbury's is so busy. People will be furious. Absolutely furious. There was a woman in the post office earlier and she was doing the same transaction for literally 25 minutes. Maybe she was trying to knock off bigger jugs from her post office account.
Maybe she was sending bigger jugs.
Maybe. Who knows what she was doing?
She's running biggerjugs.co.uk.
But what I will say is this time of year, if you want to put through loads of tiny, tiny transactions, why not put them all through to charities? Because we're going to bloody well need them, aren't we? And you can do that at home on your computer and you won't be taking up space at the supermarket. And then bigger jugs won't be so far up your transaction list and everyone's a winner. Donate to charity. Do it £1 at a time.
Yeah.
Top things off your bank statements. Should we move on? Am I being unreasonable? Do you openly talk about your salary with others? I was offered my dream role within my current company after I gave in my notice after working in a different part of the business. The CEO then got hold of my CV and I negotiated hard and secured myself a 59% pay rise. In my new office, there's a lot of open chat about salaries, bonuses and benefits. A lot of my co-workers are unhappy with their salary. I was approached during the week by my co-workers and asked outright what my salary was, as many people in the office have suspicions they're being paid half as much as me, especially since I was asked personally by the CEO to stay. I've explained that I have never and will never speak about my salary with anyone, as it's information that is personal to me. I seem to be a one-person department, so I don't know enough about anyone else's roles and responsibilities to know whether they could negotiate for more. Is this way of thinking strange? Am I being unreasonable not giving this information to others to give them the chance to renegotiate?
They need to trickle the truth out about their salary.
I love that
they're
some
like, trickle truths.
They're just like, I will never tell anyone about my salary, and they come on Mumsnet and they're like, I got a 59% pay rise, Mumsnet. I'm like, well, you're talking about your salary now, aren't you, Hen?
Yeah.
That's what you're doing.
Basically.
So, no, not talking about your salary literally only benefits your employer. The reason that they say don't talk about your salaries is so that there's no parity, and then people can't use this information to realise when it's unfair, and people can't negotiate as effectively because it's all so hush-hush. And that is a thing that has been made taboo to benefit employers so that they can pay the bare minimum and they can keep everyone at their absolute, like, floor salary.
Yeah.
And then when you find out what other people earn, that only creates problems, doesn't it? Because then people start asking for more money. And that creates a problem for the employer, but not for you personally.
No, feel free to come together as workers to talk about what you earn and what your benefits are and demand more.
Yes. So what you're doing here is you're acting like, oh, I would never talk about my salary because that's so inappropriate. But you started a thread about it, so obviously you're kind of just looking for someone that you can show off to about getting a 59% pay rise. I bet no one's even asked.
Yeah, but what you're buying into is managerialism and kind of neoliberal ideas about it's taboo to talk about your salary, because that helps managers exploit you.
Exactly. Join a union, except you won't join a union, will you, because you're just out for yourself, bragging about your 59% pay rise on Mumsnet, and then in the same breath saying you'd never talk about something so personal. Grow up.
Talk about my salary that often. I mean, it doesn't come up. If anyone asked, I'd tell them. But also, I work in the public sector where we have salaries on a grade. So yeah. Everyone essentially knows what grade I'm on and so knows what my salary is.
Yeah.
Because it's all fairly transparent, like more so than the private sector, which it sounds like this person's in.
Yeah, so I'm in the charity sector, so we all know that our salaries are shit, and that's the thing that we can take for granted, is that we're all being underpaid. But they recently did this salary benchmarking thing at work, and they were like, oh, the results of that have shown that everyone is within an appropriate range for their salary. But that is not helpful, because that means that if there's a range for the salary, and some of those ranges will be like 10, 12 grand at the bottom end to top end of that range, and you know you're within the range, that doesn't mean that your colleague isn't being paid like 20% more than you are, 50% more than you are potentially, just because it's within a range. That's really not helpful. Anyway, we don't have a union that we recognise, and most people aren't in a union, and some of my colleagues aren't in unions because they genuinely feel like they can't afford union subs because they're paid so badly, and I'm like, you need to prioritise. But that's another thing. But like, this is only helping management. If we all just got together and they were like, oh, here's the results of the salary benchmarking exercise, and then they went round the table and they're like, any questions, and we all just announced our salaries, then what would they do?
Yeah.
If we had like an I'm Spartacus moment, except we all just said our salaries.
Yeah.
They'd have a riot on their hands. It'd be glorious.
We should all get t-shirts with our salaries on them and wear them to work.
We should, but the people, like, you don't want to be the trendsetter for that, do you?
You don't want to do it first. No, you need solidarity for that kind
of
gesture.
Yeah, you need to be in agreement, and you need to know that people won't renege on their promises.
Yeah, as an individual thing, that's not good. We need solidarity of workers, is the point.
People saying, oh, they're wondering if they're getting paid half as much as her. I'm trying to work the maths backwards, but if she's got a 59% pay rise, then probably.
If only she'd negotiated that bit harder and got that extra 10%. Would have been real nice.
Nice. I don't know, if that had happened and she posted about it on Mumsnet, people would be like, I think you should report him for sexual harassment. Hey guys, I got a 69% pay rise. Everyone would be like, no, you need to report the company. Go to HR.
I earned 69p in interest this month, and that's indelibly on my bank statement now. To whom do I complain?
Oh, I wish I knew who this person was so that I could transfer her 69p with the reference, nice.
That's what that person needs to do, just give 69p to various charities with the comment, nice.
And this time of year, people working in charities really could do with a laugh, so please.
Yeah, go for it.
If anyone's bored, if anyone wants to do their bit.
£69 is better, but 69p.
Anything can give, but ideally in increments of 69.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it sounds like the culture in this new office is very open. And if there's a very open culture in the office and then you come in as a new person and everyone suspects that you're earning a lot more and you won't share what you're earning, that's going to put you in a weird position anyway in terms of, you know, fitting in.
Yeah.
And that's not ideal.
Makes you sound like a shy Tory.
It does make you sound like a shy Tory, yeah. And I mean, they should
just say who you're voting for and say what you earn.
Like, like, you shouldn't be pressured to say what you earn. You absolutely shouldn't. But you shouldn't be judging people for wanting to have an openness around that, because that openness does benefit workers. So don't get all on your high horse about what's appropriate and all that.
You need to be asking the CEO what he or she earns.
Also, the, like, I negotiated hard and secured myself a 59% pay rise. Like, it's so individualist. It's so individualist. Oh, because of my negotiating skills, I'm great and I deserve this enormous pay rise. And all these people are trying to work collectively, but I think they should just fuck off.
Yeah.
Like,
you should be negotiating collectively so everyone can have a 69% pay rise.
So let's hear from the thread. Knowing the going rate helps people ask what they're worth. And then someone's responded, no, it only makes them ask what they think they're worth. Salary should remain confidential. It's nobody's business. Ask and get what you think you're worth. No, but then there's so many people who, for various reasons, because of like structural inequalities, don't believe that they're worth what they are worth. And other people have got a really inflated idea of what they're worth because they've been told it's a pure meritocracy that means that them, cishet white men, are like worth so much more. If people just go in asking for what they think they're worth, that is so underpinned by so much stuff. It's not fair. Like, I have had interviews where people have asked me what I think I'm worth. And, like, my most recent job, like, the one that I have now, between that, I went through a recruitment agency and I told them what I thought I was worth. And they told me that I wasn't worth that. And I told them that I would not be going with their recruitment agency. And they said, okay, fine. Well, maybe you are worth that. And then they said, can we interest you in a job that's however much? And it was, like, considerably less. I was like, no. Yeah. No, I have no reason to be looking for a new job other than the fact that I believe that I am worth X amount and I will stay at my current job until I can find a job that pays me what I believe I'm worth. I'm not going to move for the sake of whatever you're offering. Like, as a woman, that's quite an unusual characteristic to have that courage. And I think if that was a direct employer conversation, I wouldn't have it because I'd be too scared. Basically, I think this person is being terrible. And I think this person has responded saying, no, it's not what people think they're worth. Like, well, how do you... You can't just pull a number out of the air. Having something to benchmark it against is helpful. And if people are doing comparable jobs, then I think you should be able to think that you're worth the same as someone else. That's not you being uppity. Am I being unreasonable? Cleaners take video clips in my house without knowledge or permission. Am I being unreasonable? I use a contract cleaning company as I am an Airbnb host. This week, new cleaners came in and there's been a bit of a disagreement over the quality of the cleaning and who actually turned up to do the work. The company boss has now sent proof of a video of clutter and my business that I run downstairs from home, which involves my original designs not yet shared, taken in my house without my permission. The cleaners are primarily here only to do the Airbnb cleaning, which is upstairs. But I do ask that they clean the floors downstairs and whatever else they can if time permits. Am I being unreasonable at being angry at this massive invasion of my privacy?
What a strange scenario.
It is a strange scenario.
You know what else is strange?
Go on.
We got a leaflet for our door this week from what appeared to be a private investigation company saying that a local family, a local black family...
Black was capitalised.
A local black family has been filmed secretly without their permission in their house, including in the shower and the toilets.
And that was phrased really oddly, like, they've been filmed secretly without their permission in their house, including in places that you would assume were private, like the shower and the toilet.
And the entire house.
Well, yeah, I would hope my whole house is private.
And, like, streamed online, it specifically said, like Big Brother.
Yeah, but it sounds more like the Truman Show.
Yeah. And they were looking for any information that people might have on this, especially where the footage was being streamed online.
Yeah, which seems fundamental to the investigation.
Which, like, seems basic.
If there's no evidence it's being streamed online...
Find the website.
Yeah, like...
If you believe you're being filmed and streamed online, you need the stream to kind of back up that claim.
Yeah, I don't want a victim blame here. I'm not saying the family should have found the stream, but I do think the private investigator, as a private investigator, maybe has that in their remit.
Yeah, before printing flyers and just distributing them throughout the neighbourhood.
Yeah, it doesn't say if they're a local family, though, does it? It just says a family.
It just says a family. It doesn't even give the area, so...
So...
Could be anywhere, for all I know.
Is the flyer saying, hey, have you been watching Big Brother-style footage of a family, including when they're on the toilet? And if so, can you let us know where to find this footage, please? That'd be great. Thanks, babes.
What if you watched a sitcom for years?
Yeah.
And then one day it turned out it wasn't a sitcom. It was people being filmed without their knowledge, and they hadn't known about it all this time.
There aren't any sitcoms where they show people having a poo.
No. I imagine some judicious editing.
I don't know what happens on Mrs. Brown's Boys. That seems about the calibre of Mrs. Brown's Boys. Just a person having a poo.
Anyway, that was strange and related to this. Yeah. But these cleaners are not streaming this footage online.
No, they're just taking the footage as evidence that they've been there. It sounds a bit like when you get a parcel delivered when you're out and then they send you a photo of your front door to say, like, we delivered it.
Yeah.
And sometimes they send us a photo of someone else's front door. I'm like, oh, great.
You're in the wrong place.
Yeah.
Nonsense.
But it sounds like it's more that. It's, yeah.
I think I'd be annoyed like this person. But again, it would be a groundless annoyance. Because you don't own the image rights to your home, I don't think.
No.
Like, if someone comes into your home who you have invited, they can take photos and stuff, and that's fine.
That makes it sound like your home is a museum.
They can take photos of our beautiful cats, and that's fine.
Well, okay, I don't want to drip feed here. I don't want to trickle truth. But I'm going to trickle truth with the next post from the original poster. They've come back. And they've said, I think the cleaning company makes them prove they went to the house, which is worrying in itself. My Ring doorbell showed they did not put in the time and recorded only one person entering and leaving. I did not know the cleaners record footage in my house, and I only found out when I queried whether two of them had come to do the cleaning. I do not see how anyone can take footage inside someone's house without their permission and share it. Data protection? What happens to it? Who is it shared with? What if it is shared with a burglar? They would know what my house is and the layout. Incidentally, these two cleaners also left my key safe unlocked.
That's not ideal.
It's not ideal, but her Ring doorbell takes pictures. Do the cleaners know that the Ring doorbell is recording them? And also, if the Ring doorbell's only showing one person and the cleaner's footage is showing two, the cleaner's footage doesn't sound that accurate, so I wouldn't worry about it. Or the Ring doorbell doesn't sound that accurate, so you need to sort that out. This is all a very mysterious turn of events. If everyone's covertly filming each other, but the footage doesn't tally up.
This sounds like a traditional Wet Bandits Home Alone scenario.
Yeah, does it?
Yeah, I think the cleaners are casing the joint. You remember Joe Pesci disguises himself as a policeman and gets the layout of the McAllister home before the big heist?
I saw that incorrectly regarded as a goof the other day.
Joe Pesci appears as two characters?
Yeah, someone on Twitter was like, oh my god, guys, can you believe one of the baddies from Home Alone is in it earlier as a policeman? Like, that's Joe Pesci and is integral to the plot.
That's the same character. He's still playing the same character. He's just casing the joint.
Incorrectly regarded as goofs.
It's not like they had him on as a... Not like they filmed it in order. Had him on as a police officer and thought, he's good.
I was so impressed with his work.
You want to be the main bad guy? Like, yeah, all right.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah. I was watching this film the other day and there's a massive goof where Joe Pesci actually seems to appear several years younger than he is. It's crazy. Crazy shit.
If anyone is bored over the festive period, I would really recommend watching a film and then looking up things on IMDb that are incorrectly regarded as goofs, because they are glorious. Like, some know-it-all who's either only half watching it or is not very, like, attentive. Not very bright. Going on IMDb and being like, here's a goof, and the goof is, like, a really important plot point, and then someone comes and updates it as incorrectly regarded as goofs. It's so good.
In several scenes, the gremlins actually appear as furry little creatures with big ears.
This woman left behind a perfectly good life to be with a man who owns a farm that isn't doing very well. That's actually not a goof. That's the plot. Oh.
At one point, a doctor tells a character that they are mostly dead. This is actually impossible.
Yeah, so maybe there's something going on here where it's incorrectly regarded as a goof.
Yeah, I think they're just casing the joint.
Yeah.
Home Alone style.
That would explain why they've got footage of two people inside, but she's only got footage of one person coming through the door, because the other one was round the back, popping the window.
Yeah.
Seeing if they could get in through the window. They're coming through the cat flap.
Too many cameras. We're all too surveilled these days. We don't need to add to it with cameras filming the cleaners and the cleaners filming the cameras and other cameras filming the cleaners filming the cameras.
I would watch that. I would watch that if it was like one of those slowly unravelling Netflix documentaries where first we see the first camera, and then we see it from the next perspective, and then we see it from the third perspective, and there are lots of, like, talking headshots in between.
Yeah, like, tell me who I am.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's just people cleaning a house.
Yeah. There's no shocking third act revelations. It's just people cleaning a house.
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe the shocking third act revelation is that this is just nonsense and everyone's got too much time on their hands.
That's our shocking third act revelation.
Maybe the shocking third act revelation is just the OP changing the locks and hiring a new cleaner, and then everything's fine.
We need to hire a private detective to flyer people in the neighbourhood to see if they know anything about this, including where the footage might be found online.
The OP does come back and post three messages in a row where I think she's got herself in a bit of a tiz and people maybe aren't being as kind to her as she thought they would. And so now she's saying something about workmen rifling through the knicker drawer. I don't know why you'd have a knicker drawer in your Airbnb. No, if I stayed in an Airbnb and it was just an Airbnb where you have the whole Airbnb to yourself, I would assume that the owner's stuff would be locked away somewhere and anything that I could access I'd be okay to use. Like, if I opened a drawer and it was just full of knickers, I'd be like, that's forward.
I think I've
and
taken
it's full of
photos.
Knickers and full of cameras. I'd be like, oh no, this is accidentally an Airbnb sex dungeon and I just wanted somewhere to sleep this evening.
Yeah. Wasn't advertised as such.
Yeah.
I think I've taken photos in an Airbnb before. Don't think I'd thought about it.
Yeah. I don't know. I think because Airbnb has turned into this thing where it's mostly people doing it professionally, you do forget that sometimes it is someone's real house and maybe you will just be absentmindedly looking for something that you need for your stay and you'll find loads of pants and in among the pants, a camera.
Looking at you. They've got you.
Footage of you rummaging through pants.
Jackpot. You're going to jail.
Should we do one more speed round? Anna being unreasonable. Help! House choice!
Help! I need a house choice.
Help!
Not just any house choice.
Help!
Help me choose a house.
Help! Anna being unreasonable. What's happening to Philip Schofield?
I mean, his hair went white, but that was a while ago.
And Anna being unreasonable to ask what to do with this teddy bear.
Burn it.
No.
Burn the teddy bear. Burn the bear.
Thank you for listening.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks to everyone who came to our live show last week.
Yeah, we raised £450 for mermaids.
which is pretty incredible. Yeah.
We're pretty pleased with that, so thank
didn't
you.
Think we'd get so much. Yeah.
Thank you for all of your support. It really is enormously appreciated. And it's nice when we can come together and do things and support charities and support each other.
Yeah, that's what it's all about.
It is what it's all about.
We're going to release that episode closer to Christmas as a Christmas present.
Little Christmas present
for
you.
A little Christmas present for the listeners.
Yeah. And
so keep an eye out for that.
Yeah. Have a lovely Christmas.
Have a great Christmas. And we'll see you in the new year.
See you in the new year. Bye. And I never felt as good as how I do right now. Except for maybe when I think of how I felt that day. When I felt the way that I do right now. Right now. Right now.